Excellent. Thank you so much, Stefan. So much information. Always tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for Boat Smart. Hey, let's go ahead and see what's happening in the news with Mark Jacobs.
We're following a couple of stories this morning. A child was shot earlier today, and a pedestrian was critically injured. The stories after Fox News.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. In Washington, controversial earmarks are back.
More than 300 lawmakers from both parties have submitted proposals for earmarks. Total value about $6 billion. Some of the more controversial ones in the so-called community project funding requests include $400,000 for toilets on a hiking trail, $6.4 million for a Gandhi Museum, $400,000 for a cranberry research station.
Fox's Todd Connor on Wall Street. Stocks hitting fresh highs in midday trading despite a dismal April jobs report, with 266,000 openings added, well below the nearly 1 million that was forecast. The unemployment rate ticking up to 6.1%, also above expectations. Many sectors losing ground, such as transportation and retail. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 10:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's 75 and mostly sunny. Good morning. I'm Mark Jacobs. We're waiting for more information after a toddler was shot this morning. Happened about 6:45 this morning at the Pines of Warrington Apartments on Navy Boulevard. All we know right now is a one-year-old was shot. There's no word on the condition of the child or what happened. A 35-year-old Milton man in critical condition after being hit by a pickup. That happened about 5:30 on Kemstrand Road. FHP says the man stepped into the path of the pickup and the driver was unable to avoid hitting him. Escambia County Commissioner Robert Bender was on the Pensacola Bay Bridge this week to see progress toward reopening. Final concrete pouring for the bridge deck was yesterday. Now, Bender says there's still some final detail work to do.
You have to grind it a little bit to get it to the height of the roadway. You'd have to do the striping. You have to put the delineators out. So there is a little bit more of a process to go.
Bender says he expects the bridge will be open by Memorial Day, but not as optimistic as some others that it could reopen before then, saying he'll believe it when he sees it.
That high today near 78 degrees. We will have nice sunny skies today, turning into mostly clear skies as we go overnight. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back near 54 degrees. Going into the weekend, we will see that beautiful weather continue. Sunny skies both Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures in the upper 70s on Saturday, by Sunday reaching the 80s. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
75 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton at 10:33. Our next news at 11 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. About 226,000 smoke detectors and combination smoke carbon monoxide alarms are being recalled because they may fail to alert consumers to a fire. The nationwide recall is for Akita TrueSense smoke alarms and combination monoxide alarms. No incidents or injuries have been reported. Danish jeweler Pandora says revenue in April totaled $285 million, while an average of 25% of physical stores were temporarily closed due to COVID-19 in April. 20% of stores remain closed today. We've heard a lot over the past year about people leaving major cities in droves in favor of smaller ones. According to a new study and data from the Census Bureau, most of those who left were not driven by new jobs or weather or even the fear of coronavirus, but a desire to be closer to family. They also had the freedom to make that happen because of remote working. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial's up another 152. The NASDAQ's up 183. The S&P 500 up 32. Your Money Now.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good morning, friends. It's 10:36 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Hope you're having a fantastic morning so far. A beautiful sunny day here in Pensacola. Looks like we're going to hit about 70, 77, 79 almost. So I'm pumped about that. It's going to be a great weekend. But first, before we get too excited about the weekend, I want to introduce you to my friend Marcus McBride and Belinda Todd. They're here from Career Source Escarosa, and we have some pretty exciting things coming up when it comes to just helping people get back to work or maybe find a new avenue in their career life. So first, good morning, Marcus. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having us. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I always love being able to bring our listeners just some extra information, whether it helps them individually or if they can pass on all of this knowledge to somebody else that they know that could use it. Because a lot of times we know somebody in our life who is not just job searching or, you know, on unemployment and trying to get back to work, or they're thinking about making a career change. Because this is more than just like, oh, you don't have a job right now? Well, here, let us help you get a job, right? And we're going to talk a little bit about a job fair that you guys have coming up. It's in the next week or so, correct?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But first, before we continue on, I want to just have you guys explain a little bit about what Career Source Escarosa is and what you do for our communities.
Okay. Well, thank you for the opportunity to explain that. We are the local workforce development board for Region 1. Region 1 is Santa Rosa and Escambia counties, and we help employers find employees, and we help people that are seeking for employment find the perfect job. We are a resource for the community that help identify training opportunities for people that may be underemployed or unemployed. We have a number of programs that help people that may be struggling with self-sufficiency. We have opportunities for people that are walking the door, college ready, who are looking for a job to enter the workforce. So we help those who have no work experience and those who have great work experience. So we're all things employment for Escarosa. That's Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
Right. So I want to reiterate that this is not just for Escambia. This is not just for Santa Rosa. Sometimes I'll pull that and say, I'll call Escarosa, and I'll say, you know, the Escarosa area, because we all pretty much one community, and we have people who live in Gulf Breeze, but yet they work in Pensacola and vice versa.
Correct.
Right. So we're all just one big community, and we've seen a lot. Right. You've probably talked about this to the nth degree till you're blue in the face since last February and March when we saw the world, you know, take a turn. Unemployment, it's kind of a hot subject.
Right.
Is it misunderstood, the employment numbers? Is it skewed? Is there more behind the unemployment numbers than what we actually are seeing? Because some people will hear, oh, unemployment is so high still. Nobody wants to go back to work. They're all lazy and collecting and all that. I'm serious, right? So we hear that. But there's a lot that comes into play. So can you give just a little bit more in-depth about maybe the stigma of the unemployment number?
So I guess I'll start with last year in March. We seen the world change in front of our eyes, right? Life is not the same, and to this day is not the same. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that happened from a legislative standpoint to make sure that people were safe or as safe as possible. And some of those things impacted the business world. A lot of those things continue to impact the business world. A lot of people may be out of work due to employers having to close their doors because their business demanded dollars then, and they didn't have the reserves to continue to operate without business going on. People closed their doors for several weeks and months, and now we're looking at a year later, and some people didn't recover.
Right.
So there's some legitimate concern. There's some legitimacy to people that are unemployed, but there's a number of opportunities for people who are looking for employment. I think as we look at some of the very important sectors for the Northwest Florida area, one of those things being hospitality. If you're working hospitality last year and you're in the doors closed and you were unemployed at that time, and if you were highly motivated and looking for a job and wanting to reenter the workforce, you've probably found a job. You've probably went back to work, and you're probably working for another industry or working for another hospitality provider, and the place that you were employed at the time that closed their door or were forced to close may not have the employees they need right now. So across the board, I would say if you were working hospitality a year ago, things have greatly shifted. A lot of the businesses had to learn how to do things differently. They had to learn how to either prepare food and send it outside of their kitchens or close their kitchens. And that just was a big demand for businesses. And the employees who were a lot of those paycheck week-to-week employees had to either do something different immediately, or they may still be receiving some benefits. Maybe not. I don't know. But I do know that if you're in the hospitality world and you are a solid worker, you have your pick. You have your pick of places to work right now.
Okay, so we're seeing hospitality is the hot industry right now to go
it,
out
it
and
is,
look.
And that's probably why you're hearing people talk about the stress of employers on the beach, right, or some of those places, because there's a lot of industry there that is hurting right now for employees. And I think that we've seen the notes on different restaurants, please be patient with us. We are struggling with staff issues right now.
And that's not just COVID, if you don't mind me interjecting. We saw Sally take, and the the bridge and the barges and all that plays a factor too.
Exactly. And I think that's another very important factor to consider for us here in the Pensacola area. We've seen the COVID pandemic, and we also seen Hurricane Sally that wreaked havoc on our community. And a lot of people are still struggling. There's a lot of things not beyond businesses. Safe and sanitary housing is one of them, right?
That's true.
And so we have some families and people that are struggling for other reasons, but we do know, back to the important subject at hand, that there are jobs available.
That's right.
Right.
There's hope. Yes.
There is hope. There's jobs available. There's opportunity. And if you've struggled to find a job in the past, now is the perfect time to re-enter the workforce, because people are looking, employers are looking for people that eagerly want to work.
Okay, and I want to ask about something that just popped in my head. And hey, if you want to ask a question to 437-1620, it's about 10:43 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and I'm chatting with Marcus McBride, and he is actually here with Belinda Todd. They're from CareerSource Escarosa. And one of the things I want to ask you, so you were saying some people are like, struggling to find a job in an industry, or can you also help them navigate, you know, if their schedules have changed or if they're now having kids home remotely, can you kind of help guide them into a job that will fit their lifestyle, I guess?
That is the goal of all the employees in our resource room, right? We have a number of assessments that help people identify their strengths and struggles and help them identify the schedules and best times that they're available for employment. And when they register on the Employee Florida system, it'll ask you for your availability and things like that, so it can match you perfectly with the needs of an employer. But that is a very valid point about people that were forced out of the workforce because of homeschooling needs and or childcare needs and or elder care or parent needs, right?
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things that happen that just impacted the family system. So I would hate to just jump off and say that people are lazy and sitting back and collecting certain benefits and not working. But
we want to give them the benefit of the doubt.
We want to give them the benefit of the doubt that people will re-enter the workforce and be motivated. But we also know that the truth of the matter is that there has been extension of waivers that have happened for the past year.
Yeah.
And as all good things, sometimes people take advantage of those things. I don't know that to be a fact in this case, but I do know that we've had waivers extend up until May the 29th. And after the 29th of this month, I'm pretty sure that I'll see the doors at CareerSource look very differently.
Okay.
From a work search and work participation requirement being added back to that reemployment assistance benefit.
Right. And I want to talk more about that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. If you're just tuning in, feel free to weigh into the conversation or ask a question. 437-1620. When we come back, I do want to know a little bit more about just the search requirement in coming back at the end of the month. So stick around. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Business owners, second quarter is here. Wait, a quarter of the year is gone and you're still struggling to put together your strategies for your marketing plan this year?
No. We actually have a wonderful strategy in place. I'm just going to go get it. Oh my gosh, you guys, get a plan together quick!
Don't waste another day. Contact ADX Digital today. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and it's time you stop wondering, stop stressing, and the overwhelm you feel can end today. At ADX Digital, we are your comprehensive digital marketing partner, and we're here to help. We are local marketing professionals, we understand the market, and we know what works for businesses just like yours. We'd love to build a partnership with you. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to help you achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
This is Mike Wickens, and every Tuesday morning from 9 till 10, I answer your lawn and gardening questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Whether it's about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your soil, your trees, or shrubs, if you've got questions, we've got the answers. And if you miss it on Tuesday morning, you can hear an encore broadcast every Saturday morning at 9.
The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins is presented by Barnes Feed Store and Pensacola Hardware.
At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a great selection of specialty and exotic meats. From choice Wagyu, competition-grade briskets, pork, and the seasonings to go with it, all cut to order. From fine wine to cheese and desserts, yes, delicious fresh cannolis to order. And Costello's has Boar's Head lunch sandwiches from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Stop in today for one of the area's best butcher shop meats and top deli items. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
He knows the news. He considers the facts. He tells you what he thinks. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
He went inside the home, had a restraining order against him for somebody who was inside the home, grabs a knife at some point inside, and these folks hole up inside a bedroom. He gets into the bedroom, and the woman shoots the guy, and we're done. This is 100% self-defense. Right, there's not even a question.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning to you. 437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr. I'm here with Marcus McBride and Belinda Todd from Career Source Escarosa. Hey, they have a job fair coming up in a couple of weeks that we want you to, if you need to, come out to. Or you know somebody. Maybe there's somebody in your family. I can think of several people who are just right now looking not just for a new job but for a career change, and so this is a great opportunity for you to just get to know about what's going on out there. But first, before we went to our break, we were talking about the work search requirement that's coming back May 29th. Can you just dive into that a little bit deeper?
So typically when someone is receiving reemployment benefits, that there is a work search requirement for individuals to come into the center or from their home be actively looking for employment. Mm-hmm. The whole idea of reemployment assistance is that is a temporary benefit. So while that time that you're receiving the temporary benefit, you are required to be actively looking for employment.
Sure.
certain waivers were extended or because of the pandemic last year, and we've continued to see those waivers exist up until May 29th of this month. So when that waiver is lifted, individuals will have to be actively looking for employment and have to be actively attempting to go back to work.
Okay.
Right. So that eligibility piece there for reemployment benefits will be a major ticker, because you can't find employment if you're not looking for it. And a number of people have not been searching.
That helps. It definitely helps. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I shared before that I have been on unemployment. I lost my job when I was pregnant with my daughter. And it's very hard to find a job when you're 7 months pregnant, you know? Right. And so they put me on unemployment for a little while, but they made me prove every other week that I was actively looking for a job. And so it helped me. Eventually I found another job, but you know, it helped me stay on top of it, kept me accountable. That's it. And that's what we want. We don't want people just thinking like, oh, this is just a free ride from the government, which a lot of people can just go ahead and token everybody that's on unemployment doing that.
Right.
But there's actual people who have been hurting. We've seen it, like you mentioned before, not just with the pandemic, but even people who had to reduce their employment at the beach after the barges took out our bridge, and it made people not want to go to the beach as much, right? It just, it happens. So now we're seeing people, though, that, you know, are like, hey, I know I won't be able to go back to the beach until the end of the month, but maybe there's something before then that I can start looking at too. And then they might end up finding a career they love even more, you know?
Right.
And getting that job training, like you guys mentioned, that the employers that you work with help with their new onboarding employees. So it's just important to remember that people aren't just lazy, but it is an accountability system.
Correct.
Okay. So moving on, I want to talk about something exciting. Like you said, there's hope, there's jobs, there are opportunities out there for people. We don't want people to think there's no jobs, like this, the world's coming to an end.
There's an abundance of jobs.
So I want to talk about not only that, but, you know, we have the job fair coming up. Which day is that?
That's on May 19th. It's on a Wednesday from 9 until noon. And we're partnering with the Pensacola Beach and also the Navarre Chamber and the Career Source Escarosa, and we're trying to target the hospitality industry, also the Gulf Breeze Chamber, to bring that part back together because of the pandemic and because of the bridge, to help these people that are hurting to try to find employment and try to find quality employees.
Mm-hmm. And that's that connection right there, that you guys are filling that gap and helping bring everybody together. And then that way people, like, you know, have you ever like seen people on TV that portray a job fair, and it kind of looks like people like, oh, I'm just scared, I don't know what to do, and it's only for college students, or it's only for this, you know, these individuals. Who is it for? Who is a job fair for? Can everybody come, 18 and up? Is it just open, or is it just for people who are on unemployment?
It's open to anybody that is looking for a job or a career change. We've been very successful. We had a job fair at the airport, 186 applicants, and
wow.
Some of them were hired on the spot. We also had a hiring event with Coca-Cola. They hired 4 new people on the spot, and we also are working with Escambia County to try and fulfill their job needs.
Okay, excellent. So on that note, and we'll get back to exactly where it is and tell all of our listeners where it is. What kind of jobs, you said Escambia County hospitality, but what kind of jobs in the hospitality? It's pretty vast. It's pretty vast right there. That a lot can fall under that umbrella, but what kind of jobs are going to be kind of featured at the job fair?
It's going to be virtual, so it will be online, and we will have a variety of jobs: servers, hostess, dishwashers. We have bell staff, people too that are also in the industry for food service and for hotels, restaurants, that kind of thing. So there's a variety of jobs. It can be anywhere from driving as well, because right now they're driving around from Pensacola to the beach, and having support their employees, just trying to get them to work. So hopefully with the bridge and that opening up, we'll help some of that, relieve some of that stress.
Okay, excellent. How does a virtual job fair work? Like, how are people going to be able to peruse and see what fits best for them when they're doing that virtually?
So how the virtual job fair works is the employer goes in and posts their positions that they have at that particular time, and the potential employee can go in and apply for those jobs. Mm-hmm. They can talk to them directly right there. They can chat. They can also video with them. Mm-hmm. So it's like an in-person, but you get to see the person, talk to them, kind of understand what they're looking for, their values, that kind of thing, and match them with a particular job. But it's kind of like, it's a lot different than face-to-face, you know, interaction. But at least it's an opportunity for individuals to see where they're going to be working, who they're going to be working with, and what the possibilities are.
Excellent. All right. Hey, we got to take another quick break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Hi, I'm Anna Lead Leonard with Mainstay Financial Group. Join me Tuesday mornings at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Anna Lee. Early in life, I learned an important lesson about educating others about money. That knowledge can help you achieve your vision for your retirement. Tuesdays at 10 on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Honey, when are you going to cut down that tree?
Don't worry, I'm going to take care of it later. No rush. Looks like the problem took care of itself.
Call Sterling Tree Service before it's an emergency. Clear trees, grind stumps, trim branches, haul debris. Plus, you can get Sterling Tree Service to turn those trees into organic mulch and premium split firewood, too. Call Sterling Tree Service for a free estimate. 850-453-8824.
Sterling Tree Service is now hiring groundsmen.
At Beret Jewelers, we didn't just build a new jewelry store. We created a second home. A place to celebrate life, love, and happiness. A place to invite friends. To talk. To play. To learn. A place to bring the kids. Relax. Catch the game. And toast life's greatest moments. Welcome to Beret Jewelers, Pensacola's home for fine jewelry.
Ten fifty-eight here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. All right, guys, we've been hanging out with Career Source Escarosa, and they want to invite you out to a virtual job fair. So tell everybody where they can go to register or click on that link so they can go ahead and visit that.
Okay. So just go to Career Source Escarosa, and on our website, there is a link there that'll take you to the premier virtual job fair event that is virtually on May 19th, Wednesday, from 9 until noon. If you need assistance, you can also come into our office and we can help you apply for those jobs as well. So
excellent. And let's mention real quick before we wrap up about, there's a, did you say a youth job fair or there a youth event?
Right. There is a youth event, a job fair on Saturday, May 22nd. It's going to be held at the Pensacola State College at the Gene and Paul Amos Studios. And there's also going to be another event that same day in the Century Campus on the Pensacola State College.
Okay. And for more information, go to careersourceescarosa.com.
Yes. And the links are there for you to apply directly online.
Excellent. Well,